This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A jury has acquitted a former Aurora police officer charged in the violent arrest of a black man in 2021. Prosecutors said John Hobbert used excessive and unreasonable force against Kyle Vinson, repeatedly hitting him with his gun and strangling him for 39 seconds, but the jury disagreed. Vinson testified in the trial that he felt like he might die after mistakenly believing Hobbert had accused him of having a gun. Hobbert's lawyers said he was justified in using force because Vinson grabbed for the officer's gun. The prosecution and Vinson said that did not happen. Crews with Colorado Springs Utilities are continuing to shore up a portion of Monument Creek near downtown Colorado Springs that has undergone considerable erosion over the years. Utilities engineer Jason Messimer is the lead technical advisor for the project.
The fear is that the creek and a large flood would erode laterally as well as up and down and could get into the adjacent properties or some of our critical infrastructure.
Crews are adding native vegetation, sand, and boulders to some areas to counteract the erosion. Work should be completed by summer. And the University of Denver hockey team is in the semifinal of the Frozen Four against Boston University right now. Students watching the game inside Magnus Arena on the DU campus cheered as the Pioneers scored their first goal in the second period. The game was tied 1-1 going into the final period. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 5:06.